Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Kit Kat Club is proud to present something new, something different. Will you please give a warm welcome for the rhythm, rhythm, rhythm.
Well, I came here for something funky to happen. It's just Christmas because everybody's rapping. Prepare to get sparked by the song that I sing. No, my name is Martin Luther, but I'm considered the king. Yo, my beat's pumped by the mic I clamp. I don't need an amplifier. My brain is the amp. I got the beat to make it tingle, make your body mingle. Like you got the fever for the flavor of a Pringle. We got say not so. I'm just like Picasso, a pioneer. I am here. Ask me how I got so fly. And the chance I can give them a new beginning. Stevie-O and my dope rhythm. I felt the Lord and Master give a mental haul. My soul chief belief is that it's wrong. My beat's pumped, so let it grab ya. I got a trick, but my name ain't Alibaba. So open sesame, never heard the best of me. Bet you all the people in the place, I bet you the recipe. But it's a new beginning. My name's Kwame. And if you didn't know, I can tell you that I'm a Melaku brother, slicker than oil. Rap gets so hot, it makes the spit boil. The rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. Rapper, the K is more, rhymes like the thunderbolt of the mighty soul. Be gone with yourself, cause I conquer, boy. I break them seas like a Tonka toy. Smooth, fly, saddle bed, debonair. Come in the party, yeah, I seen you stopping there to hear the man who only had your head shook. You dress TQ, to me you got the cold ass look. Cause I'm a mystical, rapper polyphysical. Ask about Kwame, hey, they say he is a cool fella. He's always mellow, he's ever high, strong spark. When the mic is near him, it's clever, I run smooth. Like poet, recite like a poet. Ain't my rhymes flam? Oh man, I know it. Cause when I'm on the mic, wild boy, say, oh golly. Flip on my tip like the hip on poly grip. I go cameo, be on the Grammy show. I be as sleek as a chic out freak anyhoe. In the pantyhose, pumping clothes, yo. My rhymes flam? Well, I suppose. Cause I might meander, throw a shenanigan. To say a fresh rhyme, yo, you know I can again. Cause I've destroyed, bust them like a hemorrhoid. Strong like a steroid, avoid the noise. The rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The black is take a rap to the MAX. And as I step in the party, that's when they X for me to get on strong, no fear, like a gladiator. Turn on, steam up MCs like a radiator. Play them all out, execution and style. Speak my piece, just release, refusing to smile. This is serious, though I rap a little humor. But still, MCs, I hear, assume I can never bust a fat rap twice. But at that price, on any mic you gave me, I got nice. I push up, pull up, sit up, get up, and fed up. Shut your lip up, and let's go head up. Poisonous and venom, no mistake, phantom. Gucci on silk, you got vodka on denim. No, my name ain't Taco, Emilio or Paco, but Kwame, boy. And I got Joe's chick on the side, caused a sweat in my tip. Gave a peck on the neck, just to wet in my lip. I don't drop my pants for the raggedy ants, just to pass up a chance on a kid's romance. I should've blow this mic, like I said I might. Got the force of 20 men, like a Jedi Knight. And it's kinda hard for me not to do it slow, so I gotta go, the rhythm.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Filth Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's talk G Money Sports Report and talk basketball, NBA. All right, DJ. Are you in the house?
Yes, sir. Are you ready? Talking about basketball.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, let's go over yesterday's NBA games. I think we had 6 games yesterday. Let's talk about those 6 games and see how my predictions go to start the week. Monday's game.
So there were 8 games yesterday. Game number 1.
Okay.
The Dallas Mavericks beat the Indiana Pacers 127-104. You bet on Pacers, but it was Mavericks for the win.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting situation. The Pacers beat the Dallas Mavericks. Okay. Well.
No, the Mavericks beat the Pacers.
Oh, the Mavericks won. Oh, okay. Well, that's still a loss for G Money. So that's one loss. So let's go to game number two.
Game number two, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Detroit Pistons 126-117. You bet on Bucks, and it was Bucks for the win.
Yeah, that was an automatic win, people. That was a sure cinch win right there. So I knew I was going to win that one. So that's one win and one loss. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the New York Knicks beat the Houston Rockets 137-115. You bet on Knicks, and it was Knicks for the win.
Yep. Now, that was an automatic win also, everybody. That was a good team playing a real bad team. So I was automatically going to win that game. So that's two wins and one loss. So let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the Phoenix Suns beat the Utah Jazz 117-103. You bet on Suns, and the Suns are the win.
Yep, that's a win for G Money, and that's almost an automatic win. Phoenix Suns is like number four in the Western Conference. So they're a real good team playing against somebody that wasn't so good. Okay, so that's three wins and one loss. Let's go to game number five.
Four wins and one loss. And we're going to game number six. The Denver Nuggets beat the Philadelphia 76ers 116-111. You bet on Nuggets, and it was Nuggets for the win.
Okay, that's a win for G Money. So that's five wins and one loss. Let's go to game number seven.
That's four wins and one loss. This is game number six. The Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Sacramento Kings 119-115. You bet on Kings, but it was Timberwolves for the win.
Oh, really? The Timberwolves beat the Kings. Okay. That's an upset that I didn't anticipate. I thought the Kings were going to be the better team. Okay. Well, we'll have to check out the Minnesota Timberwolves when we look at the top 10 teams in the Western Conference. Okay, so that's a loss for G Money. So that's four wins and two losses. So let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Trailblazers 124-90. You bet on Pelicans. It was Pelicans for the win.
Okay, that's a win for G Money. So that's five wins and two losses. Let's go to game number eight.
Game number eight, the Clippers beat the Bulls 124-112. You bet on Clippers, and it was Clippers for the win.
Yep, that was almost an automatic win, people. It was a good team against a not very good team. So that was almost a guaranteed win for G Money. So that's six wins and two losses. That's six and two is eight games. So that's my win loss for Monday. Six wins and two losses. All right. Well, that's NBA sports for this week, for week. I don't know what week this is in the NBA, but it's before we get started with the playoffs. So let's go through the games for Tuesday. Today, let's go through how many games are played tonight.
There are six games tonight, and there are 10 games tomorrow.
10 games on Wednesday, okay. 6 games on Tuesday and 10 games on Wednesday. All right. Well, let's go through the 6 games that are played on Tuesday night. Game number one.
Game number one, the Boston Celtics are playing the Washington Wizards in Washington, D.C.
Okay. I'm going to take the Boston Celtics for the win. And that should be an automatic win. That's a good team against a not very good team. So I'm going to take Boston Celtics for the win.
Game number two, Cleveland Cavaliers are playing the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta.
Okay. That's another good team against a not very good team. So I'm going to take. Who's playing the Hawks? The Philadelphia 76ers.
Cleveland
Cavaliers. Okay, that's still a good team playing a not very good team. So I'm taking the Cleveland Cavaliers for the win.
Game number three, Miami Heat is playing the Toronto Raptors in Toronto.
That should be interesting. I don't know where Miami Heat is in the standing, but I'm going to take the Toronto Raptors for the win. I have confidence that they're going to play good.
Raptors for the win. Game number four, Orlando Magic playing the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis.
Okay. I'm taking the Memphis Grizzlies for the win.
Grizzlies for the win. Next game, Charlotte Hornets are playing the Oklahoma City Thunder.
That should be an interesting game. Charlotte Hornets are a pretty good team, but they're not in the top 10 in the Eastern Conference. And the Oklahoma Thunder are not in the top 10 in the West. But I think they're like the bottom 5 of the West. So I'm going to take the team from the East. The Charlotte Hornets, I'll take the Charlotte Hornets over the Oklahoma Thunder.
Okay. Charlotte Hornets, game number six, the New Orleans Pelicans are playing the Golden State Warriors.
Now that's Western Conference versus Western Conference. Golden State is like in the top 10, and the Pelicans are in the lower half. They're in the lower 5. So where are they playing? Are they playing in Golden State? They're playing in San Francisco. Okay. I'm going to take the Golden State Warriors for the win.
All right, Warriors for the win. Game number one on Wednesday, the Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Indiana Pacers in Indiana.
Okay, Milwaukee Bucks for the win. That's a good team playing a not very good team. Milwaukee Bucks is number one in the Eastern Conference, and I expect that they're going to beat the Indiana Pacers. Indiana's probably in the low 11 or 12 or 13th team in the Eastern Conference. So it's the number one team versus a bottom team in the Eastern Conference.
All right. So Bucks for the win.
Yes, Bucks
game
for the win.
Game number two, Houston Rockets are playing the Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn Nets for the win. That's another very good team against a not very good team. So the Brooklyn Nets should beat the Houston Rockets, hands down.
Nets for the win. Game number three, Dallas Mavericks are playing the Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay. I'm going to take the Philadelphia 76ers for the win. And that's a good game, but that'll be a top five team playing like a number seven team in the East, in the West. So the 76ers should win. They should be number three in the East. And the Dallas Mavericks should be like eight or nine in the West.
76ers for the win. Game number four, the Miami Heat playing the New York Knicks in New York.
Okay. I got a question. Is Miami Heat in the Western Conference, or are they in the Eastern Conference?
Heat is in the Eastern Conference.
Okay, so they're in the lower half. They're in the lower five, the last five. So who are they playing now?
Heat is number seven.
Oh, they're number seven? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So who are they playing, though? They're playing the Brooklyn Nets.
Seventh place Heat is playing fifth place Knicks.
Oh, they're playing the Knicks. Okay. And where are they playing? Are they playing in Miami?
New York.
Oh, they're playing in New York. I'm going to take the Miami Heat for the win, because I think New York could get beat at home.
Okay, Heat for the win. Game number five, the L.A. Clippers are playing the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis.
I'm going to take the Memphis Grizzlies for the win. That's the number one team in the East. And they're playing, you said, the Golden State Warriors. Playing the Clippers. Okay, Clippers is like number six in the West. So it's the number one team in the East playing the number six or seventh team in the West. No, both teams are in the West. So the Memphis Grizzlies is number one in the West, and they're playing the Clippers, which is like number seven or number eight in the West. So I'm taking the Memphis Grizzlies for the win.
Grizzlies for the win. Game number six, the Utah Jazz are playing the San Antonio Spurs.
Utah Jazz for the win. I think the Jazz will beat the Spurs.
Game number seven, the LA Lakers are playing the Chicago Bulls.
Well, I think the Lakers have a better team than the Bulls. I'll take the Lakers for the win. I'm curious.
Lakers
to know
for the win.
The Lakers standing. Yeah, what the Lakers standing is going to be. I think the Bulls are like number 13 in the East, and the Lakers are probably number 10 or number 11 in the West. So both of them are not real good teams. So, but I think the Lakers have a better chance to beat Buffalo. All right, Chicago Bulls. Okay, next game.
All right, game number 8. The Detroit Pistons are playing the Oklahoma City Thunder in Oklahoma City.
Okay. I'm going to take Oklahoma City Thunder for the win. I think they're like number 11 in the West, and the Detroit Pistons are like number 15 in the East. So it's a not good team versus a very poor team. So, but I expect Oklahoma to beat Detroit.
Okay. Game number 9. Sacramento Kings are playing the Portland Trail Blazers in Portland.
Okay. I'm taking the Sacramento Kings for the win. Sacramento Kings are number 3 in the Western Conference. And the Portland Trail Blazers are probably, I don't know, like 12 or 13 in the Western Conference. So Sacramento Kings for the win.
And finally, game number 10, Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix.
The Minnesota Timberwolves. I was trying to figure out what position they were, and they're in the Western Conference. So I'm trying to think, are they in the top 10 or are they in like the bottom 5? I don't know. I'm thinking that they're I think they're above Golden State, and they're definitely above the Lakers. So they might be like 7 or 8 in the Western Conference. And who are they playing?
Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix Suns, okay. Well, Phoenix Suns are going to win because Phoenix Suns –
4th place Phoenix Suns are playing 6th place Timberwolves.
Oh, the Timberwolves are 6th place? Oh, I didn't think they were that high. Okay, but I'm still taking the Phoenix Suns for the win. Phoenix Suns
for the win.
The win.
And that's it, game number 10. We'll win tomorrow night.
All right. Well, that's it for G-Money Sports Report. But now, since this is Tuesday, I want to go over the top 10 teams in the Eastern Conference and the top 10 teams in the West. Let's go over the West first. Let me see if I can pick the top. I know I can pick the top 5 teams in the West. We got the Golden State Nuggets in first place. We have the...
The who? The Golden State Nuggets?
The Golden... The Denver Nuggets in first place. And then we have the Memphis Grizzlies in second place. And then we have the Sacramento Kings in third place, and then we have the Phoenix Suns in fourth place. Okay, that's the top four teams in the West. Now, the team number five, I was thinking it was going to be the Los Angeles Clippers, but I don't know. But you said Minnesota Timberwolves was like number seven. So I don't know who six is, and I don't know who five is. Five and six. I was trying to figure that out today, trying to figure out who is the top ten. Okay, let me think. Golden State has to be, you said they were in seventh place. Okay, so the Minnesota Timberwolves, you said, are in fifth place. So Minnesota Timberwolves are right after the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns are in fourth place, and the Minnesota Timberwolves are in fifth place. That means, who's in sixth place? Is it the Los Angeles Clippers in sixth place, and then the Golden State Warriors are in seventh place, and the Dallas Mavericks are in eighth place, and I don't know who's in ninth place. Let me think. Who would be in ninth place? The Lakers? I guess they're the only other team that could be in ninth place. Wait a minute. Golden State Warriors would be in ninth place. And the Lakers would be in the 10th place. And then the New Orleans Pelicans will be in the 11th place. And then you got the Oklahoma City Thunder in 12th place. And then you have who's in 13th place? Wait a minute. 13th, 14th, and 15th. Okay. The Houston Rockets are in 15th place. The Oklahoma City Thunders are in 13th place. And who's in 14th place? 14th place would be who would be in 14th place? What other team is in the West that I can't think of? Who is the other team in the West? The Houston Astros are in 15th place. The San Antonio Spurs are in 14th place. The Oklahoma City Thunder is in 13th place. And Who's in 12th place? The Lakers are in 12th, and the Pelicans are in 11th place. And who's in 10th place? I don't know who's in 10th place. Wait a minute. They got two teams in the West that I forgot about. The Magic, the Orlando Magic, are they in the West or in the East?
They're in the East.
Oh, okay. So they're not there. The Miami Heat is in the East, too. Who are the bottom teams? I already said the Lakers. I already said the Pelicans. I said the Oklahoma Thunder. I said the San Antonio Spurs. And I said the Houston Rockets. That's the bottom five. And then team number nine. Team number nine must be the Lakers. And team number eight is the Golden State. No, is the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills. The Dallas Mavericks are number eight. And seven is the Golden State Warriors. And six. Six has to be, is six the Memphis, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the six is the Clippers, and the fifth is the Minnesota Timberwolves, and then the fourth is the Phoenix Suns. The third is the Sacramento Kings. The second is the Memphis Grizzlies. And the first place team, the Denver, not Denver, the Denver Nuggets are in first place. So is that pretty good? For my picking the top, the order of the top 15, well, the order of the Eastern, the Western Conference.
Yeah, that was okay.
Okay. We got the Denver Nuggets first. We got the Memphis Grizzlies second. You got the Sacramento Kings third. You got the Phoenix Suns fourth. And then we have, I want to say, we have the Memphis, the Minnesota Timberwolves are fifth. And then you have
the Clippers
sixth. Oh, the Clippers are fifth? Okay. And then the Timberwolves are sixth. And then seventh is, who is seventh? The Clippers. The Golden State Warriors are seventh. And then eighth is the Dallas Mavericks. And then ninth. Eighth isn't the Dallas Mavericks. Eighth is the Golden State Warriors.
Nope, they're seventh.
Golden State Warriors is seventh. Okay. The eighth team should be Did I already say the Minnesota Timberwolves? Yeah.
Yep, they're six.
They're six. Okay. Or he said the Dallas Mavericks. They're seven.
And I said they're wrong. They were wrong, whatever place you said they were in. You were wrong.
Oh. Okay. I don't know. Let me see. The first place is the Denver Nuggets. Second place is the Memphis Grizzlies. Third place is the Sacramento Kings. Fourth place is the Phoenix Suns. The fifth place is the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the sixth place is the Clippers. Oh, the Clippers are in fifth place?
Right.
Oh, they're in sixth. The Clippers are in fifth place. And the Minnesota Timberwolves are in sixth place. And then you got the Golden State Warriors are in seventh place. And you have the Dallas Mavericks are in eighth place. And ninth place, I guess, has to be the Lakers. And the 10th place is the Pelicans. And the 11th place is, what team do I have left? The Miami Heat is the 11th place. And then the Oklahoma City Thunder is 12th place. And I know, let's see, the Houston Rockets are 15th and the San Antonio Spurs are 14th. So who's in 13th place? 10th place, 13th and 12th place. What teams have I left out? Oklahoma City Thunder is 13. And who's in 12th
place? Let's start with 8th place. So the Warriors in 7th place. The New Orleans Pelicans are in 8th place. The Lakers are in 9th place. And Oklahoma City Thunder is in 10th place.
Oh, okay. So the 11th place is what other teams are left? The Pelicans?
Pelicans are in 8th place. In 11th place, it's the Dallas Mavericks.
Wow. Dallas has already dropped to 11th place? Okay. Dallas Mavericks are in 11th place. And the Lakers, what place are they in? They're in 12th place?
Lakers are in 9th place.
Oh, in 9th place. Oh, all right. I don't know. From the bottom on, I know Houston Rockets are in 15th place. San Antonio Spurs are in 14th place. Oklahoma City Thunder is in 13th place. And I don't know who's in.
Portland Trailblazers.
Portland Trailblazers are in 13th place. Okay, so the Oklahoma City Thunder must be in 12th place.
No, Utah Jazz.
And, I forgot about the Utah Jazz. Okay, Utah Jazz are in 12th place. Okay, so from the bottom up is the Houston Rockets and then the San Antonio Spurs and then,
Portland Trailblazers.
Portland Trailblazers.
Trailblazers.
And then the Oakland City Thunder. And
Then the Utah Jazz.
Then the Portland Trailblazers. Then the Oakland City Thunder.
From the bottom up,
okay.
The Rockets are in 15th. The Spurs are in 14th. The Trailblazers are in 13th. The Utah Jazz is in 12th. The Dallas Mavericks are in 11th place. And Oklahoma City Thunder is in 10th place.
And the Lakers are in 9th place?
And the Lakers are in 9th place.
Okay. And who's in 8th place?
The
Golden
State
Warriors.
Pelicans. New Orleans
Pelicans. Are in 8th place?
Yep.
Pelicans are in 8th place. And then 7th place is the Los Angeles Clippers.
Clippers are in 5th place.
Oh, they're in 5th place. Who's in 7th place?
Warriors.
Golden State Warriors are in 7th place. And 6th place got to be, no, we said the Clippers were in 5th place. So the 6th place has to be the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Right.
Okay. And then the 5th place is the Clippers. And the 4th place, 5th place aren't the Clippers.
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. And the 4th place is the Phoenix Suns, and the 3rd place is the Sacramento Kings, and the 2nd place is the Memphis Grizzlies, and the 1st place is the Denver Nuggets. That's the order of the East, of the Western Conference. I got to get the middle four. I'm not sure about team number 6 through 10. I'm not sure about those. But anyway, we can come back over the Western Conference in a minute. Let me go through my pick in the Eastern Conference. Okay, the Eastern Conference. The Milwaukee Bucks are in 1st place. The Boston Celtics are in 2nd place. The Philadelphia 76ers are in 3rd place. And Cleveland Cavaliers are in 4th place. And the New York Knicks are in 5th place, and the Brooklyn Nets are in 6th place, and 7th place has to be the Charlotte Hornets are in 7th place.
Miami Heat.
In 8th. Oh, Miami Heat. Oh, I forgot about them. Okay. Miami Heat is in 7th place. Then Charlotte Hornets should be in 8th place. And Atlanta Hawks. Wait a minute, Atlanta Hawks is 8th?
Yep.
I thought they were 9th place.
No, They're in eighth place.
Atlanta Hawks are in eighth place. Oh, okay. They moved up. Okay. Charlotte Hornets must be ninth place.
No. The Toronto Raptors.
No.
Hornets are
I
in 14th place.
The what?
Hornets
are in
14th place.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. The Toronto Raptors, I forgot about them. You have the Miami Heat and then the Toronto Raptors. So that's eight and nine.
Miami Heat, then Atlanta Hawks, then Toronto Raptors.
Oh, Miami Heat is eight and the Toronto Raptors
seven.
Is nine.
Miami Heat is seven, Atlanta Hawks is eight, Toronto Raptors is nine.
Okay, say that again. The Miami Heat is...
Miami Heat is seven.
Seven.
Atlanta Hawks is eight.
Atlanta Hawks
and,
is eight.
Toronto
Raptors,
Raptors
is nine. Toronto Raptors is nine.
Right.
Okay. You got the Miami Heat is seven. Atlanta Hawks is eight. Toronto Raptors is nine. Then you got
right.
Let's see, the bottom six is who is on the bottom? The bottom has to be the Detroit Pistons is number 15. Number 14 is the Chicago Bulls. Number 13 is the Indiana Pacers. Number, where are we? 13. Number 12 is the Washington Wizards, and then number 11 is, I don't know what teams are left. What teams did I, oh, Charlotte Hornets, number 11. And then number 10 is the Toronto Raptors. Number 9 Number 9 is who did you say? Number 9 is the Atlanta Hawks, and number 8 is the Miami Heat, and number seven is, I don't know who seven is. Number seven is, I don't know who seven is. Six is the Nets. Five is the Knicks. Four is and I had the top six down. Four is can't think of who they are. Four is, I don't know who four is. Number three is the Philadelphia 76ers. And number two is the Boston Celtics. And number one is the Milwaukee Bucks. So Milwaukee Bucks, Boston Celtics, Philadelphia 76ers, and I don't know who team number four is. The Cleveland Cavaliers is four, and five is the New York Knicks. Six is the New Jersey Nets. Seven, eight, nine are the three that I forgot, huh? That was the Minnesota Heat. No. The Miami Heat. The Toronto Raptors. And the Miami Heat, the Atlanta Hawks, and the Toronto Raptors.
Right.
Seven, eight, nine. And then 10
right.
was, 10 is the Washington Wizards. Wizards are 11. Okay. 12 is the Charlotte Hornets. And 13 is, I don't know who the last. Oh, Chicago Bulls, huh?
12
Chicago
is the Pacers.
Bulls.
13th is the Magic.
13th is the Magic, Orlando Magic.
Yep.
Okay. So 13th is the Magic. Who was 12? The Bulls.
The Pacers.
Pacers were 12. 13th is Orlando Magic. 14th is the Bulls. And 15th is the Detroit Pistons.
14th is the Hornets.
Oh. 14th is the Hornets. Oh, where is Chicago then? Where are the Bulls?
Chicago is 10th.
They're 10th. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, man, I can't get that together. Let's see. Detroit is number 15. Indiana's number 14. No. Indiana's 14.
Charlotte Hornets are 14.
Okay, Denver Nuggets, Charlotte Hornets are 14.
Detroit Pistons.
Indiana Pacers.
Detroit Pistons are 15.
Who did I say was 15? Oakland?
Denver Nuggets.
Oklahoma. Denver Nuggets. Okay. Detroit Pistons are 15.
Charlotte
Hornets are 14. Oakland, Indiana Pacers at 13.
No, Magic is 13.
Oh, Magic is way down there. Okay, the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
The Charlotte Hornets. The Orlando Magic. Wow. 15, 14, 13. 12 is the Indiana Pacers. And
right.
Then the 11th is, who is the 11th? Can't think of who 11 is. I can't think of the rest of the teams in the Eastern Conference. 11 is
the Wizard, Washington
the
Wizards.
Washington Wizards. 10 is the Chicago Bulls.
Right.
9 is the 9 is the Toronto Raptors. 8
right.
is the 8 is the Atlanta Hawks. 7 is the somebody that moved all the way up. They're the Chicago Bulls. No, they can't be 8, are they? No.
No.
8. 7 is the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, 9. No. 9 is the Toronto Raptors. 8 is the Atlanta Hawks. 7 is the, who was 7? 7th was seventh was, I don't know who 7th is. 6 is the New Jersey Nets. 5 is the Knicks. 4 is the 4 is the Cleveland Cavaliers. 3 is the 76ers. 2 is the Boston Celtics, and 1 is the Milwaukee Brewers, the Milwaukee Bucks. But I don't know who
right.
7 is. Who is 7?
Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. Okay. They're 7. Okay. I know I can't remember this, but 1 is the Milwaukee Bucks. 2 is the Boston Celtics. 3 is the Philadelphia 76ers. 4 is the Cleveland Cavaliers. 5 is the New York Knicks. 6 is the Brooklyn Nets. 7th is the Miami Heat. 8
yep.
is the Atlanta Hawks. 9th is the Toronto Raptors. 10th is the Washington Wizards. Are they 10th? And 11th. 10th is the Chicago Bulls.
Right.
Oh, they're in the top 10 now. Okay. So 10, the Chicago Bulls. 11 is the Indiana. No. 11 is the Charlotte Hornets.
Washington Wizards.
Oh, 11 is Washington Wizards. 12, I don't know who 12 is. 13
Indiana Pacers.
Twelve is the Indiana Pacers. 12 is the Pacers.
Yep.
13 is the Charlotte Hornets. 14 is the Orlando Magic. And 15th is the Detroit Pistons. Is that it?
Magic is 13, the Hornets are 14, and the Pistons are 15.
13, 14th, and 15th. The Charlotte Hornets, the Orlando Magic, and the Detroit Pistons. 13, 14,
no.
and 15.
The Magic is 13, the Hornets are in 14, and the Pistons are in 15. Magic, Hornets, Pistons.
Magic, Hornets, and the Pistons. Wow.
Right.
I can't believe the Magic is 13th. Then the Hornets dropped all the way to 14th. The Hornets were in like the top 10 for a while. Okay. And the Orlando Magic. 13? Wow, they dropped down too. All right. Okay. So now, 7, 8, 9, and 10 is who I got to remember. 7 is the Chicago Bulls.
Nope. Miami Heat.
7 is Miami Heat. 8 is Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. No.
9 is the Toronto Raptors.
8.
No.
8 is the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay. 7 is the Miami Heat. 8 is the
Atlanta Hawks.
8 is the Atlanta
Hawks.
9 is 8 is the Atlanta Hawks. Right? The 9th is the Toronto Raptors. The 10th.
Right.
Okay, wait a minute. 7 is the Heat. 8 is the Atlanta Hawks. 9 is the Toronto Raptors. 10th. I don't know who 10th is.
Chicago Bulls.
10th is Chicago Bulls. 11th is the Orlando Magic. 12th is...
11th is the Wizards.
11 is who?
Washington Wizards.
Oh. 11 is Washington Wizards. 12, 13, 14, okay. And 12 is, I don't know who 12 is, but 13, 14 is Charlotte. Indiana Pacers is the 12th or they're 13th?
Well,
it's Indiana Pacers, then the Charlotte Hornets, then the Detroit Pistons, right? 15,
Pacers,
14,
Magic.
And 13.
Pacers, Magic, Hornets, Pistons.
Pacers, Magic, Hornets, and Pistons. Okay. Pacers is 12. Magic is 13. Hornets, 14. And the Pistons is 15. Okay. Pacers, Hornets, Magic, and Pistons. Okay. All right. Well, I won't go over that again, but okay. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for the NBA, the top 10 teams in the NBA. And we already went over the games for Tuesday, and we went over the games for Wednesday, and we don't have any NCAA tournament games until this weekend. They don't play until Saturday. So we probably won't talk about them until Friday. So, that's G-Money Sports Report. Thank you for listening. Now, what time is it? Do we have time to go into more of the show? Because it's getting cold out
4:13.
Here. 4:13. Oh, okay.
Right.
We can go to 4:30. Okay. So we can go to 4:30. Okay. So now back to the radio show. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central LA, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house, and it was great, because every time we played, we went to his house to swim in his pool, and he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool. And as long as we were swimming in the pool, the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get Ed, he pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. Now imagine swimming in the pool, and you get a big Great Dane chasing you around the pool. And he would dive in the pool right after us. And he would put his head in the water to see where you were. And he would be swimming around in the pool so he could swim over you. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And you had to go back down and try to find a place to come up where you could get air. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. And it was three Great Danes that would be swimming in the pool, and they would be waiting on us to come up for air. And every place you rode, the dogs would be there. So we were swimming in the pool, and my brother, every time they came up for water, the dogs were crawling on top of them. So they had to keep going under the water and swimming until they got to the edge. And when they pulled up on the edge of the pool, the dogs were right there when they pulled up. So I was laughing. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool, and I learned to swimming in my daddy's friend's pool. And I swam in his swimming pool for several years. And my godfather was hosting parties, cooking shrimp and cooking lobster and cooking crawdads. And all those crawdads were good. And the dogs were always there. We always had the dogs to compete with us while we were swimming. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. And I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, so you need to come check me out.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so that everybody can listen to the radio show and hear what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story for you that I want to share for you, for the listening audience. There was a husband and wife that had gotten married, and they had been married for 3 years, but they couldn't have any children. They were trying and trying to get the wife pregnant, but she couldn't come up pregnant. She wasn't getting pregnant. No matter what their effort, she never came up pregnant. So they decided that they would talk to the priest in the neighborhood, and they would talk to him about praying for them to come up with a pregnancy or a way that God can make them pregnant. So they decided that they were going to invite the priest over to their house for a dinner. And the wife cooked this fabulous dinner. And then the priest showed up. And he sat down and had dinner at the table with the husband and the wife. And after they ate the dinner, they talked to the priest about the situation that they were having about getting pregnant and trying to start raising a family. So the priest said, okay, well, that sounds interesting. I think what I'll do next week, I'm leaving on sabbatical, and I'm going to Rome, Italy. I'm going to visit the Pope, and I think when I go into the cathedral in Rome, I will light a candle in your honor, and I will pray that your wife gets pregnant. and that you have a pregnancy and you start raising your family. And the husband and wife were very happy with that information. And they said, okay, great, do that. When you get to Rome, Italy, make sure you remember to light a candle in our honor. And the priest said, yes, I'll do that. So the next week, the priest left to go to Rome, Italy. He flew on an airplane, and he went to Rome, Italy. And he went to the chapel by the Vatican, and he said a prayer for the family that they can come up pregnant. And he lit a candle in their honor. And then he went about visiting the Pope and doing the duties that they had assigned him at the Vatican. So he was gone for about 4 years. And he came home. And the first stop he made when he got back to the United States was he went by the family's house to see how they were doing. And he knocked on the door, and the woman came to the door, and she was blown up like a big balloon. She was pregnant. And he said, oh, I see you're pregnant. And she said, yeah, I'm pregnant. And she turned around, and she told her kids to sit down and stop running around. She had two sets of twins that were running around the house. And she told them they need to go outside if they were going to be running around in the house. And the priest looked and he said, oh, I see you have four kids. So you started having your family. And she said, yeah, we started having babies. And he said, well, I want to congratulate your husband. So where's your husband? I want to congratulate him. And she said, well, my husband's not here right now. And the priest said, oh, okay, well, when will he be back so that I can congratulate him on, you know, you having your family and starting your family? And she said, well, he just left about 2 days ago. So I don't expect that he'll be back for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And the priest said, really? Where did he go? And she said, oh, he flew on a plane to go to Rome, Italy, so he could meet you in the Vatican and get you to blow out that damn candle. Okay. So that's when he went. He went to Rome, Italy, looking for the priest to get him to blow out the candle because he didn't want any more baby. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, now it's time for me to play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. So, DJ Papa D, do you have a story for us? And are you ready to play the story for the listening audience? Does the audience sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as it's time for you to listen to the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more music and for the birthday wishes to celebrate the birthdays of the listeners and the followers of the radio show. So DJ Papa D, can you play the story? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And then the next time we performed, I came out in my cape with my cape wrapped around me. And I'm trying to do something different. So I go, and they got some girls sitting in the back of the auditorium, and they got money they're holding over their girlfriend's head. So I go to her, and I put my foot up on her chair, and I wrap my tape around her so that nobody can see her. I got my tape totally wrapped around her, and she's invisible to the audience. And I'm playing it to the audience like, oh, my God. Oh, she's giving me head. Oh, she's sucking my stuff. She's giving me oral sex. And I'm just loving this. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm playing to the crowd. And this girl reaches in and grabs my dick and my nuts. And she pulls my dick out of my G-string and starts sucking on it. And I'm going, whoa, no. And she's sucking on it, giving me oral sex right in the beginning of my show. And I'm panicking. I'm like, oh, wait, hold up. No, and I'm rubbing her at the top of her head, and I'm trying to whisper in her ear, like, come on, baby, let me go. You're going to ruin my show. You're going to make me come, and then I can't make no money with a little dick. I can't make no money if I got a little dick. Come on, baby, let me go, please, let me go. And she's steadily holding grip tight, and she's sucking on me. She's just giving me love. And I'm like, oh, please. And I play to the crowd like it ain't really that bad. But the whole time I'm like, oh, girl, please let me go. Because if I come, then my dick is going to shrink up. And I'm not going to be able to make any money. You can't make any money if you're a stripper with a little dick. That won't work. And I'm going, oh, no. And I'm playing to the crowd. And as soon as she loosened up her grip, I pulled out. I backed up, and I said, oh, shit. And I fixed my stuff in my G-string, and her girlfriends are laughing, and she's up there licking her lips like, yeah, that was good. I like that. And I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm not messing with y'all no more. And I go up to the stage and I do my show. And I'm like, oh no, and they're putting money up over each other in the back. And I'm like, nope, I'm not going back there. I'm not messing with you guys. You ladies are crazy. I'm not messing with you. Oh, I was a stripper for 1 year. Before I went to work for Bateman, Eichel, and Hill Richards, I became a professional businessman after that. But I did dances at a lot of different private parties. Girls would just come up and ask me if I can come to their house for a private party, if I could come dance at their girlfriend's party. And it was $100 just for me to show up. And then I got tips from all the girls that were there. Oh, it was beautiful. I loved it. And at the end of the night, I would be in the dressing room getting dressed, and a girl would come in, and she'd say, I'm not ready for you to go. And I'm like, well, what you talking about? She'd say, I got $20. Say, I need your loving. And I'm like, okay. And I lay on the bed, and I do her real good. And then I get up, and another girl come in and say, it's my turn. And I'm like, what? Who are you? Okay. And I do the other one, and then I say, I finished with both of them, and I'm getting up, and a third one come in. And I'm going, oh, what is this? You guys are lining up outside? Look, I got to go. Unless I'm getting paid, I got to go. and they could throw money on the bed on me, and I'm like, whoa, that's the shit. That's what I'm talking about. So, yes, I was a male hoe for real. That's what all the strippers, male strippers are. That's what we do. We entertain the women, and we get them women so hot. They just do all kind of crazy stuff. They don't even care if you got a girlfriend. In fact, they don't even ask if you got a girlfriend. They just want to be with you, and they just want to do you. And they don't care if they got a boyfriend or not, because they don't care. He ain't there. It's just you and them. And they line up. And I've had 4 or 5 different days where I had 3 and 4 different girls. It's amazing. I'm trying to get dressed to get out of there, and the girls are lining up, coming in one at a time, and they're
jumping for $20.
And I'm like, what? Give me the money. And I already
$20?
Get $100 when I walk in the door. And then they're giving me $20, $30, $40, $50 a person as they're each one coming and getting her issue. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. This is wild. I dance every Thursday, and girls would come to me and say if I could dance at their birthday party, at their bridal shower. I was dancing like 4 times a night, and I was doing personal dancing where girls were having birthday parties. And I was all over the city. I was in Inglewood. I was in L.A. I was in Long Beach. And I was in Torrance. And I danced at the Name of the Game. I danced at Carolina West. I danced in Century City, some clubs in Santa Monica, Seal Beach, the Mardi Gras in Long Beach, some other clubs in Compton. I danced all over the place, man. I was getting invitations to go to all of these girls' houses. I must have danced and had sex with about 600 girls. I was doing it, boy. I was the golden Egyptian. And they called me the Sheikah Ecstasy. And I would come out to a song by Isaac Hayes, and I'd come out and I'd swing my cane, my staff around, you know, the staff that they use when they're planting trees, and they got the big wooden staff. And I'd be working it like you do 3/4 staff. I was doing it like that.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut the show down. But I got two things I want to do before I get out of here and get ready for Thursday's show, because I won't be working tomorrow. I have a day off. So I want to say that I want to play a song, and it's called The Mac Is Back. And we'll play that right before we do the birthday wishes. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I want you to listen to this song. It's called The Mac Is Back. And I'm G Money. And I want to thank everybody for listening to the radio show today. And I am the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome to everybody that listened to Tuesday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. So sit back, put your feet up, and relax as you listen to this new song that I put together. It's called The Return of the Mac. The Mac is back. So we'll play that song for you, and then we'll do the birthday wishes for everybody that's celebrating their birthday right before the end of the month. So I want to wish everybody happy birthday. But sit back and listen to this song, because it's a beautiful song that we put together. for the return of the Mac. It's a remix called The Mac is Back. So DJ Papa D, play my song for the listening audience. And then we'll do the birthday wishes, and we'll get a hell out of Dodge. All right. They say I'm back. I'm back in the hood since I'm the Mac. My hair is long, my skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money, I'm smooth as silk. I eat Cheerios with cold milk. That's Papa G, I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. Getting fucked, playing Doom. Look at my arm, hard as hell. I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell. In my room, what's that smell? And they say I'm back. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm back. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money, come on y'all, standing up, walking tall, up all day, ready to ball, bigger they are, the harder they fall, it's my boy in the mall, Marky D, big head Paul, making moves, standing tall, making hella money y'all, shooting hoops in the park, behind my back, hitting the mark, going home before it's dark. Feed my pigs so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm back. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm back. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money, and I get down, doing my thing all across the town. I get up, and I get down. I'm the king, and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah, that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight, I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord, still in the fight. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. And they say I'm back, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. 6-5 is where I reside, West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back. Yeah, well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to go. But before we go, I need to celebrate, recognize all the birthdays of all the fans, the followers of the radio show, and my friends that follow the show. It's the day to recognize your birthday. So today is the 29th. I think it's the 29th of March, so we want to recognize the birthdays for the 29th of March. So, DJ Papa D, Do you have a list of birthdays from our fans, our followers, and my friends that are celebrating their birthdays today?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, March 28, 2023. Happy birthday to Delvondra Johnson. Happy birthday, Queen Braden. Happy birthday, Ernest Bryant. Happy birthday, A.J. Hogue, Jr. Happy birthday to Quincy White. Happy birthday to Jeffrey Dawkins. Happy birthday to Fate James. Happy birthday, Devin Vaughn. Happy birthday, Ketwana Scoos. Happy birthday to Jonathan Little. And last but not least, happy birthday to Abdul Rahman Abdullah. That's it for the birthdays. So happy birthday to everyone celebrating their birthday today, February 28th, 2023.
Well, all right. Celebrating the happy birthday to everybody that celebrates their birthday today on the 28th of March, 2023. I know God is blessing everybody with his goodness and his glory. And may you have praise and ultimate glory for his son, our Lord and Savior. And may we live in the honor and glory of our God. And may we live with everlasting praise and glory for life after death. So, without further ado, I want to sing a birthday song for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many more. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you go in the glory and love of our Lord and Savior and all the good graciousness that have been passed your way. And now, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet. And he stopped the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president